In this edition of Kosher Tidbits, we will discuss the issues of kosher transport. You may notice as you're driving down the highway, shiny trucks that look very similar to the trucks that deliver gasoline to your local gas station. But instead of the names of the gas company, they have other names emblazoned across the trailers. These trucks aren't delivering gasoline. They're delivering bulk liquids that will go into the foods that we eat. Among the products that they haul are oils, chocolate, liquor, alcohol, vinegar, glycerin, juices, milk, and whey. These trailers present a formidable challenge for kosher supervision. What are the issues? Well, the tanker is just a very large vessel. It's constructed to be able to hold a large amount of liquid, but for all intents and purposes, it's just a big pot. Now, if you were to hold liquid in a pot for 24 hours straight, cold liquid, that would be known in Jewish law as kavush. Kavush, which literally would mean something akin to pickling or brining, this process of kavush, of keeping a liquid in for 24 hours, is viewed in Jewish law as being tantamount to cooking. Now, cooking always puts the taste of the food that's cooked into the walls of the vessel. So now, if a trailer had non-kosher liquid in it, and it was cold liquid that was held for 24 hours, as is common in what they call in trucking language, long hauls. In other words, let's say a cross-country haul or something coming from the Midwest to the East Coast that may sit in the trailer for 24 hours or more. If that liquid is non-kosher, it would embed the taste of the non-kosher liquid into the walls of the trailer, just as if it were cooked. Now you have a non-kosher trailer. So we as kosher supervisors have to ascertain that the trailers are kosher, that their kosher status has not been compromised by this kavush process of non-kosher liquids in the trailer. Now, when we're talking about kavush, we're talking about cold liquids. We have a level of comfort because the process of kavush only happens after 24 hours. Now, just as the taste of the non-kosher going in takes 24 hours for it to go into the walls, the taste of the non-kosher coming out into the kosher product, that process also takes 24 hours. Now, after 24 hours, when taste is in a wall for 24 hours, in Jewish law, it's known as nosin tam lefgam. It gives a unfavorable taste. That's not to say that it's going to ruin the taste. If you were to cook in a pot after it sat idle for 24 hours, certainly the taste of the food that you cooked would not be ruined, but the food that's in the pot would not impart a favorable taste. And only a favorable taste can make something non-kosher. So therefore, let's go back to our trailer. The taste that's in the walls for 24 hours has degraded to a point where it cannot impart a favorable taste to the liquid that is now sitting in it for 24 hours. So therefore, after the fact, b'di'evad, this trailer would not make the contents held in it non-kosher. L'chatchila, as the first position, we're not allowed to use it. But if it were used, if it got by our monitoring, it wouldn't make the product non-kosher. So we certainly have a level of comfort for trailers that haul cold liquids. However, unfortunately, not all liquids hauled by trailers are cold. Some of them may be hot at the time that they come in, and that would be a process called irui klirushon. That means pouring from a hot vessel. When liquid is poured from a hot vessel, it can go into the skin of the trailer, into the walls of the trailer, what's known as kedei klipa, a very, very thin layer. But that thin layer is suffused with non-kosher taste. And if one were to put kosher liquid into that trailer, let's take a scenario, somebody, a company put hot lard into a trailer. and the trailer delivered the lard for a short time, a long time. Whatever happened, they emptied out their contents, got washed out, and went to go pick up kosher vegetable oil. Now, that kosher vegetable oil may go in at a temperature that's hot enough to affect the trailer also. Let's say it goes in at 120, 130 degrees. Now it's going to pick up the taste of the lard, and it can become non-kosher. There are even worst-case scenarios, because very often you have liquids that will set at room temperature. For instance, palm oils that will set at room temperature. Now, if a trucker is delivering palm oil, especially in the winter, when the weather is cold and the oil has a tendency to set, you have a very, very hard commodity in this trailer that you can't empty out. So how do you empty it? What they do is they connect steam hoses to the trailer, and these trailers have hoses that go around the body of the trailer, and the steam will circulate through those hoses, and when it steams for a long enough time, it will cause the entire product to melt. However, it's just like a pot that's cooking. Now you have a pot that's actually cooking, could be cooking non-kosher material in the pot, and you load kosher material into it afterwards, and it may even cook within a 24-hour period of time afterwards. So we could have a really, really tough scenario. Now, we like to feel that we do have a level of comfort in trailers altogether, because according to our calculations, when a trailer is at least 50% full, there's 60 times the amount of product to the walls of the vessel that it comes in contact with. Now, in Jewish law, the Talmudic times, certainly the formula was that a vessel cannot hold 60 times the volume of its walls. And that's because technology at that time did not produce material that was strong enough to hold liquid that was 60 times the size of the walls. However, our metals can hold 60 times the size of the walls, and a trailer is a case in point where it's constructed with metals that are strong enough, and the way it's constructed, it's made to be able to hold probably about 120 times the volume of its walls. So therefore, certainly when a trailer is only partially full, it may be able to actually make the walls non-kosher, and the walls can make the product non-kosher. However, once the trailer is more than 50% full, then the amount of metal to the walls is more than a ratio of 1 to 60. So therefore, the product would void the amount of taste that comes out of the walls, because that's the rule of bittul b'shishim, of voiding something in a ratio of 60 to 1, and this the product voids the taste that comes out of the wall 60 to 1. But in any case, even if we have this level of comfort, certainly l'chatchila, as the first option, we are not allowed to use these trailers to be able to hold kosher product. And therefore, we're always looking to be able to monitor trailers that deliver these bulk liquids. So how do we do that? Trailer is a very difficult thing to monitor. It's not a plant that is always in the same place, and we can always visit, do spot checks, and make sure that they're only using the ingredients that we allow them to use. A trailer is a moving target. So we have to find a much more creative way of monitoring it. Well, there are different types of fleets. The trucking industry is very diverse. You have large fleets and large companies that operate all over the country, and you have smaller fleets that operate locally. In many cases, fleets will specialize in certain items. Some will deliver only milk and dairy products. Some will deliver only oils. So we always have to look at the business that they practice or that they plan to practice. We ask them, what commodities do you haul? And what would you like to haul? We make a list of the kosher commodities that we will allow them to haul. Many times they will split their fleet and they'll dedicate a certain amount of trailers to kosher, and the rest they'll leave for the general business that doesn't require kosher. But whatever trailers that they are committing to kosher, we monitor by looking at their internal records. Every company has to keep records basically to be able to know what they haul, bill their customers, and pay their drivers. So we're looking to see the records that they keep themselves. Now, as a backup, because certainly they can doctor the records if they know that we're what we're looking for. You know, they may have a lucrative piece of business that they want to take, but it just doesn't fit into the kosher program. So they could doctor their records to cover up the things that we're looking for. So we're always going to look for backup documentation that they have to keep for their own internal records. Every shipment has a bill of lading, which is sort of a receipt, a bill of sale. It's a bill that records what was loaded into the trailer as a sort of a packing slip to the customer that's getting the delivery. This bill of lading or a copy of it is usually kept on file in a trucking company. So if you see in their records that on a certain date, a certain trailer carried a load, you can ask to see the bill of lading that will back up that documentation so we can see if there actually was that load that was loaded on, or perhaps it was a different load that they're trying to cover up. Another piece of backup documentation we look for is a wash ticket. Every trailer after it empties its contents has to go and get washed. Now the wash racks are a very specialized type of industry, and in order to be able to wash the trailer and get it clean enough for the next load, they have to know what the previous load was, because they're not going to wash out a trailer that just delivered orange juice the same way that they'll wash out a trailer that just delivered shortening. So it requires a different wash. So the wash ticket always records the previous load. So we can always monitor a trailer by the wash ticket and see what the previous load was also. So the wash ticket should be on file, and we can see what the previous load was according to that wash ticket. Now, the bane of monitoring kosher trailers is something known as a backhaul. A backhaul is when a dispatcher sends out a trailer to a faraway place. Let's say they're going from somewhere in the Midwest out to California. So they always try to maximize the use of the trailer. There's something that in trucking jargon is called going deadhead. Going deadhead means going empty. Nobody wants to go deadhead because you're wasting the resources of the trailer. You have a good trailer. You're paying the driver for driving back. You have wear and tear on the truck. You want to be able to make the best use of it. So the dispatcher will always look for an opportunity to pick up a load in California, whatever remote location he sends his trailer out to. Now, that backhaul will not necessarily show up on the records, or it may show up without a record of the load that it carried, and that's something that we always have to be wary of. Generally speaking, when we check out a trailer company and we see that there was a long haul and they came back deadhead, that will always raise eyebrows, and we'll always be looking for backup documentation to be able to see what actually transpired on the way back. The OU has instituted a system of monitoring our trailers. So as you drive down the highway and you see those trailers, you'll realize what kind of work goes into monitoring them.